Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and security in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have released into our lives. Thank you for the way you answer our prayers. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for the ability your strength gives us to do your will at all times. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you for destroying the limitations and the barriers the enemy has set against us. Thank you for making us succeed in everything we do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us. Thank you for giving us joy and peace in our minds, in our hearts, and in our environment. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for good health you have given to us. Thank you for making us to overcome sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for making us to not fall sick at all. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your plans for us. For we know that you have good plans for us. And you have no evil plans. Thank you, Father. And we also thank you because you're going to fulfill your plans for us. And no darkness, no devil will be able to stop you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity you have given us to gather together once again this evening, this midnight, at your feet. I ask, O Lord, that you manifest your presence and your power and your glory in our midst right now in Jesus' name. As we worship, as we pray, as we fellowship with you, let the heavens be opened and remain opened over us. Let your angels ascend and descend in this place, and let our problems receive your interventions, and let us have testimonies in Jesus' name. Touch every life and help us. Bless everyone and change our stories in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs. Before we proceed further in the prayers, You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord, invisible God and miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord, invisible God and miracle work. You are worthy, O Lord. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. To seek your face, we are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again to worship you. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here for us. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here. For us, there's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. power. For thou art created, all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions. They fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need that is art provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he is Lord. He is Lord, the King of the universe. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God. In the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God. In the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. In the life. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our midst. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God, no like Jesus from north to south. I say there is no other God. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, King of glory, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name. We are hearts full of praise. We are hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your way in our situations. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. As we pray, have your way, Lord. As we trust you, have your way. In this place, have your way, Lord. Jesus, have your will. Holy Spirit, have your will, Lord. Have your way. Oh Lord, have your will. Jesus, most be honored, most be honored, most be honored. Jesus, most be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah, Jesus, most be honored. Most be honored, most be honored. Jesus, most be honored in my life every day. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh Lord, you are wonderful, you are worthy, oh Lord. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. For all you have done, we are so glad. Our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done. We are so glad. We are so glad. Our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, Lord, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, we will worship you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Begin to worship and bless His name. With the whole of your heart, worship and praise Him. Lift up your voice and adore Him. Glorify Him. Worship His majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the bright and morning star. Worship the God of heaven and the earth, the God of Israel, the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of hosts, the all-sufficient God, and the self-sufficient God. Worship Him, for He remains the same forever. He is Jesus, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Worship Him. He is highly exalted, far above the heavens. He is highly exalted, far above the earth. He is highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. He makes impossible things possible. He controls every situation. He controls times and seasons. He is the Almighty God. He speaks and His words come to pass. He undoes what the enemy have done. He reverses irreversible things. He changes unchangeable things. He opens doors no man can shut, and He shuts doors no man can open. He makes ways in impossible grounds. In the wilderness, He makes ways. He brings things out of nothing. He brings waters and rivers from the desert. We praise You, Father. You are so kind. You are so loving. You are so compassionate. You are so good. We worship You, Lord. For You are before all things, and You created all things, and You are the one holding all things together. We worship You, Father. You have designed our lives, and You have made everything that we will become even before we were born. You have commanded our future even before we were conceived in the womb. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and mercies that You have bestowed upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father, for Your goodness. Thank You for Your mercies You have poured out upon me. Thank You for Your grace You have released upon my life. Thank You for showing me great love. Thank You for showing me great mercies and great kindness. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord, for all that You have done in my life. Because of Your love and because of Your mercies. Thank You for all my prayers You have answered. Thank You, Father, for all that You have done. Thank You, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, We have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for fighting my battles and for making me victorious over all my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you for giving me victory over all my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for fighting for me. Thank you for giving me victory over powers of darkness. Thank you for giving me victory over forces of hell. Thank you for giving me victory over territorial demons, over environmental darkness. Thank you, Father, for giving me victory over serpents and scorpions. Thank you, Father, for giving me victories over all witchcraft and all witchcraft attacks. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making sure that good things happen in my life, in every day of my life. Thank you for getting rid of evil things from my life on daily basis. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for ensuring that only good things happen in my life. Thank you for sending evil far away from me. Thank you for preventing evil from entering into my life. Thank you for uprooting evil from my life on daily basis. Thank you for filling my life with good things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your strong covering of protection upon my life, upon my family members. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your strong covering of protection upon my children, upon my siblings, upon my parents, upon my family members, upon my relatives and loved ones and friends. Thank you, Lord, for your strong covering of protection upon my life and my household. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your will prevail in my life as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in my environment, in my career, in my calling, in my destiny, in my financial life, as it is in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your will prevail in my life as it is in your kingdom. Let your will prevail in my life as it is in your kingdom, as it is in heaven. The same way your will happens in heaven effortlessly, let your will also happen in my life effortlessly. In the name of Jesus. The same way your will prevails in heaven without struggle, without limit, without hindrance, let your will also prevail in my life here on earth without struggle and without hindrances right now. In the name of Jesus, let your will prevail in my life right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Say, Father, let your plan for my life as it is in heaven prevail in my life here on earth. In the name of Jesus, your agenda for my life, your desires for my life, your plans for my life, as it is in heaven, let it happen now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every limitation. In my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Destroy every limitation. Every limitation created by me, myself. And every limitation created by darkness that is stopping the fulfillment of your will in my life. Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every limitation, every barrier preventing the fulfillment of your will in my life, Father, break them into pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the barriers. Destroy the limitations. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my lifestyle, attitude, and character be the same with those in heaven. Say, Father, let my lifestyle, attitude, and character here on earth become the same with those in heaven. Become the same with those who are in heaven, so that I can enjoy the same blessings that are in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let my lifestyle and attitude and character here on earth become the same with those of the people in heaven. Become the same with the character of the people in heaven. Become the same with the lifestyle of the people in heaven. Become the same with the attitude and nature of the people in heaven. Father, transform my character. Transform my way of life. Transform my attitudes. Transform my lifestyle to become the same with the one, with those in heaven. To become the same with that which the people in heaven have. In the name of Jesus. So that I can enjoy the same blessings that are in heaven. The same grace. The power. Same authority in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That is the prayer Jesus taught the disciples to pray. If that wasn't possible, Jesus wouldn't say we should pray like that. If the will of God in heaven cannot happen in earth, we will not be told to pray that way. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, let my life agree with the performance and fulfillment of your will on earth. Let my life agree with the performance and fulfillment of your will in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The will of God is not happening because many of us don't want the will of God. We want something else. We want our own will. So your life must agree with the will of God. Your life must desire the will of God. Then the will of God will happen. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, let my life agree with your will. Let my life agree with your will. Let my life desire your will. Let my life want your will at all times in the name of Jesus. Let my life seek your will at all times in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, we are going to pray. Sometimes the will of God is painful, is very unpleasant, but yet God wants us to embrace His will, even when it doesn't agree with your flesh, even when it doesn't agree with your comfort. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to embrace the will of God, even when it is painful to my flesh. Even when it is painful, even when it is uncomfortable, even when it is inconvenient, help me to embrace the will of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, help me to embrace the will of God, even when it is painful, even when it is challenging, even when it is unpleasant, even when I don't want it, even when I don't want to do it, Holy Spirit, help me to embrace the will of God in every day of my life, in every moment of my life, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ is our perfect example of a person who surrendered completely to the will of God. And we are to follow his footsteps. We saw how he would do nothing of his whole will. In fact, he said it by himself. He said he would do nothing of his own will. He said he has come to do the will of the Father. Why is it difficult for us to follow such perfect example? Even though Jesus had his own authority, yeah, because he himself is part of the Godhead, yeah, because he himself is God personified, but yet he handed over all of that authority to God, and he would do only what God the Father approves. Yeah, so that shows that if there is a man in this earth who is surrender to the will of God, such man will see the glory of God. Such man will witness the power of God. such man will see heaven manifest physically on earth. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to desire to do the will of God at all times, because I love God's will. So Holy Spirit, help me to desire to do the will of God out of an heart full of love for God, out of an heart full of love for God's will, out of an heart full of love for God's righteousness. Holy Spirit, help me to desire to do the will of God. I'll begin to pray like that. There is no way any human being will love to do the will of God, because every human being has inherited a wicked nature from Adam, a disobedient nature from Adam, a dead nature from Adam. So ask God to help you. So Holy Spirit, help me to desire to do the will of God out of a heart full of love for God, out of a heart full of love for God's will, out of a heart full of love for God's righteousness. Help me, Holy Spirit, to desire to do God's will at all times. In the name of Jesus, help me to desire to do God's will at all times, even without anybody reminding me of the right thing to do. Help me to desire to do God's will at all times. Help me to have a heart full of love for God and for God's righteousness at all times. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, I receive grace to humble myself and surrender my life and everything in my life to the authority of the will of God, to the authority of the word of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to humble myself and to surrender my life and everything in my life to the authority of God's will, to the commandments of God's will, to the authority of God's word, in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to do that now. I receive grace to humble myself and surrender my entire life and everything happening in my life and everything going on in my life, to the authority and supremacy of the will of God, to the authority of the Word of God. I receive grace to do that right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to open your Bibles to John chapter 5, verse 30. John 5, verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. I can of my own self do nothing. Now, this is the author of our faith. You know, the Bible says Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, this is the author of our faith talking in this place. So, if Jesus can say, I can of my own self do nothing, why should we do a lot of things from our own self, when our Savior says He can, or He will do nothing from His own self? Then why should you do a lot of things from your own self? So many problems we have created in our lives by our own self, because we have not surrendered to the will of God, because we consider our own will first, we consider what we want first. So you're going to pray. The true lifestyle of a Christian is not and never and will never be self-centered. Yeah, anyone that is living a self-controlled life and a self-centered life is not a Christian. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to henceforth do nothing of my own self. You can say, I receive grace to henceforth do nothing from my own self. I receive grace to do all the will of the Lord at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to do nothing of my own self from this day onwards. When I speak, in whatever I do, I receive grace to do nothing of my own self from this day onwards, in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to do nothing of my own self. I receive grace to do all the will of God at all times. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. And make sure you are praying from your heart. And not because somebody is telling you to pray in a certain way. Make sure you are praying this prayer from your heart. Because you want to do the will of God. I receive grace to do nothing of my own self from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to do all the will of God concerning all that pertains to my life. I receive grace to do all the will of God concerning all that pertains to my life in every day of my life here on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. There's a will of God for every aspect of human life. And not only that, there is a will of God for you concerning everything that happens to you per time, per minute, per second, and per hour. Concerning everything you experience, everything that happens to you, everything you do, and everything that are done to you, there is a will of God concerning each of those things. So there's a will of God concerning how you should think. There is a will of God concerning how you should talk. There's a will of God concerning how you should behave, how you should dress, how you should interact with others, how you should react to situations. So there's the will of God concerning every detail of human life on earth. And until you live according to those will of God or wills of God, yeah, you will not please God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. And that is why the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yeah, though we already have the Bible, and we already have a lot of teachings, and we already have a lot of knowledge about God's commandment. But if you are not being led by the Spirit of God, which means if you don't acknowledge that in everything you do per minute and per hour, the Spirit of God have to lead you rightly, then you are not a son of God. You are not a child of God. So which means, sometimes, even though you know what is right to do, you still need to let the Spirit lead you. Even though you have an idea of what is right to do because you have studied the Bible, you have an insight of what is the right thing to do, you still need the Spirit of God to lead you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I surrender every detail of my life here on earth to your control. Lead me in the will of God. Lead me to do the will of God. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, I surrender every detail of my life in this body on head to you. Control my life per second, per minute, per hour. Control my life. Lead me always to do the will of God. Lead me always into doing the will of God. In the name of Jesus. In every hour of my life, Holy Spirit, lead me into doing the will of God. Lead every detail of my life. Control every detail of my life. Control every aspect of my life. Holy Spirit, control every moment of my life. I surrender every aspect of my life and every detail of my life into your hands. Control them all so that I will be perfect concerning doing the will of God. I know that if you control and lead me, I will be perfect concerning doing God's will. Therefore, Holy Spirit, control my life, control my days, control my hours here on earth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I open up the door of my soul, the door of my mind, and the door of my heart to your voice, to your control, to your leadership, to your guidance. Take over my entire life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, I open up the door of my soul, the door of my heart, the door of my mind, to your voice, to your directions, to your guidance, to your leadership, and to your control. Take over my life right now. Take over my entire life. Take over my entire life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. True spirituality is like it's like madness. Yeah, to the human, to humans, if I can put it like that. Yeah, if you are living under the complete control of the Holy Spirit, you will appear as a mad person to the people of this world. Yeah, because the Spirit can lead you at any time. You may be busy with something carnal or something secular, and then the Spirit will just come in and lead you in a specific way or in a certain direction. So my point is that you cannot be so much inclined with the ways of this world and with the system of this world and expect that the Holy Ghost will lead you. So you must be a Christian that walk in the Spirit, a Christian that love to be in the Spirit at all times. Yeah, and a Christian that is able to forsake anything to withdraw into the spiritual realm. Yeah, a Christian that is willing to leave anything, whatever you may be doing at that time, and then you feel the Spirit calling for your attention, you should be able to leave everything and withdraw to the spiritual realm and withdraw to the place of fellowship with God. Even if it means ending phone calls or telling your visitor that this is the stop of our discussion. I need to go and spend time with God. Yeah, so that is how Christians should live. We should be men and women that are being driven by the Spirit and not by the flesh. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put your strong hold on me. Put your strong hold on my spirit, on my soul and body, that is able to take me out of the flesh into your realm. Your stronghold that is able to take me out of the flesh, out of carnality, into your realm, into the realm of your spirit. Holy Spirit, put that stronghold upon me right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, put on me your stronghold that is able to take me out of carnality, that is able to take me out of the flesh and bring me into the realm of God and bring me into your realm, your stronghold that is able to make me walk in the Spirit. That is able to make me walk in the Spirit at all times. Holy Spirit, put the stronghold upon me now. In the name of Jesus, put the stronghold upon me right now. In the name of Jesus, put on me your stronghold that will make me to be sensitive to your realm more than to the realm of the flesh. Put your stronghold on me that will make me to be aware of your realm than the realm of darkness, than the realm of the flesh, than the realm of worldliness. in the name of Jesus. Put on me your stronghold, Holy Spirit, that is able to withdraw me from whatever distraction I am following or I've embraced or I will get entangled with. Holy Spirit, put on me a stronghold that is able to take me out of every distraction at any point in time into the realm of God's presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. John chapter 5, verse 13. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Yeah, what does that mean? Jesus said, as he hears from God, he judges, and his judgment is just. So what this judgment in this place means is the right thing to do per time. Yeah, that is the judgment here. The right thing to do per time. Yeah, and that is where wisdom is. Wisdom is not in knowing so much. Wisdom is in you being able to do the right thing per time. That's where wisdom is. Wisdom is not in being gifted, having a lot of spiritual gifts. Wisdom is not in having so much anointing upon your life. Wisdom is in knowing the right thing to do per time. And many of us will lack this wisdom. Yeah, but we will have it if we are not seeking our own will, if we are after doing God's will all the time. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I make up my mind this day to do only your will. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom that will make me do the right things all the time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I make up my mind today to do only your will, to serve only your will. Therefore, fill me with the spirit of wisdom. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom to do what is right at all times. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom to do what is right per time, to know the right thing to do per time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Continue to pray like that. When you know the right thing to do, you are not going to be confused. Say, oh Lord, fill me with your spirit of wisdom. That will make me to be able to separate right from wrong. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom. That will enable me separate light from darkness. Fruits from lies. In every situation I find myself, fill me with the spirit of wisdom that will enable me know what you are doing, and that will enable me separate what you are doing from what the devil is doing. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom that will enable me discern your will in every situation I find myself. Your spirit of wisdom that will enable me discern what is the right thing to believe, what is the right thing to hold on to, what is the right thing to do, what is the right thing to choose, what is the right decision to make. Even with the spirit of wisdom that will enable me know these things and discern these things in every day of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. When your spirit is so much baptized with the spirit of wisdom, which is also the spirit of judgment, you'll be able to know what to do, and you'll be confident following the will of God. Even when others think you are making the right, you are making the wrong choice. Even when others think you are making the wrong decision, you will just know it in your spirit that you are doing the right thing. Yeah, and you wouldn't care whatever anyone says, because there is this spirit of judgment in you that gives you the right judgment concerning every matter. Concerning every situation. And you will just know that you are doing the right thing. And even if the whole world is telling you to change your mind, you will just not change your mind. Yeah, because your spirit has already revealed to you God's will, God's judgment concerning that matter. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, baptize my spirit with your spirit of judgment that is able to make me discern your will and hold on to your will without doubting and without fear. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, baptize my spirit with your spirit of judgment. Baptize my spirit. Or fill my spirit with your spirit of judgment that is able to make me discern your will in any situation and hold on to your will with confidence and without fear and without doubt. In the name of Jesus, fill my spirit with your spirit of judgment. fill my spirit now with your spirit of wisdom. Father, fill my spirit right now. Baptize my spirit, man. Baptize my soul with your spirit of judgment that is able to make me know your will in every situation, know your will concerning every matter, and be so confident holding on to your will, and be so confident and fearless doing your will. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let us read that verse again. John chapter 5, verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. I wrote an article some time ago where I said, where I linked confusion to a lack of total surrenderness to the will of God. Yeah. When you have not surrendered all, you will be confused and you will be deceived. Yeah, the way to know that you are in the will of God is to ask yourself, have I completely surrendered all my life to Jesus? Have I completely surrendered my will to Jesus? Yeah, have I completely surrendered all to the will of God? Yeah, that is how you will know if whatever step you are taking per time is actually the right step. Yeah, because if you have not completely surrendered to the will of God, you are going to be confused. Yeah, and you are also going to be deceived by the devil. And you may be asking, how will you be confused? Yeah, because Satan will use the things you desire to confuse you. Satan always uses the things we desire to tempt us and to deceive us and to confuse us. But let's say you have come to the point where you have no desire. I mean, you no longer have a desire of your home, and all that you desire is the will of God. Yeah, then it will be very difficult for Satan to tempt you, and it will be very difficult, if not impossible, for Satan to deceive you and confuse you. I don't know if I get my point. Satan will use what you desire to tempt you. Then you hand over your desires to God and say, God, I desire nothing but you and your will. Then confusion will be far from you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take me to that place where my desires are dead, where my own will is dead. Take me to that place. Bring me to that point. Help me to grow to that point. That's another way of saying that prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, grow me to the point where my own desire is dead, where my own will is dead, and where all that I desire and all that I would desire is you, is God and God's will. Holy Spirit, take me to that point. Train me to grow to that point. Help me to get to that point where my desires are dead and they remain dead, where my will is dead and remains dead, and where all that I desire is your own will and whatever you want. Holy Spirit, take me to that place in the name of Jesus, so that I will no longer be confused, so that I will no longer be tempted, so that I will no longer be deceived. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Jesus said, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. Yeah, many times when people come to me for prayers, they always have something they want God to do for them. Only very few will come to me and say, man of God, can you just pray that I will know the will of God at all times, and that I will always do the will of God. Yeah, so I realize that most Christians, they don't actually want to do the will of God. Yeah, they just want God to do their will. Yeah, especially when they know that their will is not a bad thing. Yeah, and of course, we can always ask God to do things for us. Yeah, but that should not come first. Yeah, what should come first is we doing things for God. Yeah, not God doing things for us. Is we doing things for God, doing things that pleases God. That is what should come first in our Christian life. Then after we have done the will of God, then we can now ask for things from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to live my entire life serving your will and purpose in this earth. Show me your will. Teach me your will. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to live my entire life in this earth serving your will and serving your purpose. Show me your will and teach me your will in the name of Jesus. Far beyond what I already know, show me how I should live for you with every breath in me, with every strength in me. Show me, oh Lord, how I should live for you in this earth. Teach me how I should serve your will and purpose in this earth with my time and with all my days on earth. Teach me, O Lord, how I should serve your will, how I should serve your purpose in the name of Jesus. Far beyond what I already know about your will in the Bible, in the scriptures. Show me by your Spirit all that I must do with my life on earth to serve your will and to serve your purpose in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. As I said earlier, the will of God is going to happen in the earth if we start to desire is real. Yeah, and we have already dealt with that. Now, the second is, if we are willing to enforce his will through obedience and prayers, yeah, through obedience, we enforce the will of God on it to happen. And through persistent prayers, we will also enforce the will of God to happen in the end. Yeah, so you are going to pray. My question to you is, how obedient are you to the will of God, to the word of God, at least the will of God that you already know through what you have studied in the Bible? How obedient are you to that? Yeah, the more we obey the will of God, the more we enforce the will of God in the head. The more God's will and God's plans will happen in the head, the more men obey God's will in the head, the more we will see God's will happen in the head. The more you obey the will of God, the more you will hardly fall sick. Yeah, the more you will start walking in prosperity, the more you will start enjoying abundance. So the more our generation obey God, the more we will see a lot of the will of God happen in the earth. Yeah. So I'm asking you again, how obedient are you to the will of God and to the word of God? So you're going to pray. Yeah, don't think everything is about the rituals that we do. When I mean the rituals, I mean the fastings, the prayer points, the singing, the dancing, all those rituals, yeah, that we do in the church. Yeah, I don't think success and prosperity is all about doing enough of those rituals. There are some people, they know how to pray prayer points. Yeah, they can pray. They can pray 500 or 1,000 prayer points in every day. But it's not all about that. Yeah. The first thing we must consider is obedience. Obedience. That's the first. Before you pray, obedience. Before you fast, obedience. Yeah. Before you do anything in the house of God, obedience. If you are not perfect in obedience, every other thing will fail. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a new heart that obeys God. A new heart that obeys God's will and God's word at all times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, create in me a new heart. Create in me a heart that obeys God, a heart that obeys God's word, a heart that obeys God's will at all times. Create in me such heart right now. In the name of Jesus, create in me such heart. A heart that obeys God's word without delay, and heart that obeys God's word without wasting time, and heart that obeys God's word without thinking twice. Create in me such hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, create in me a heart that obeys God's word at all times, and heart that obeys God's voice at all times, and heart that obeys God's will at all times, and heart that obeys God's voice, God's will without doubting, without fear. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart right now. In the name of Jesus, create in me such heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. We must be obedient to divine instructions. If we are going to see the will of God happen in the head. Now, when God told you to do something, did God told you to do it just for a short time or to continue to do it? Yeah. So obedience is not perfect or is not complete until we have done the will of God the way God wants it done. I don't know if you're getting my point. Some people, they only obey partially. Or they only obey for a short time. After that, they stop obeying God's instructions. And that is not obedience. That is disobedience. In fact, it's better you did not obey at all than you just obey for a short time. And then later you stop doing the will of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to obey God fully in all things. Help me to obey God fully. Help me to obey God continuously. Not occasionally, but continuously. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to obey God fully in all things. Not partial obedience, but complete obedience. Help me to obey God fully. Help me to obey the will of God fully. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to obey God continuously and not occasionally. And not intermittently, and not once in a while, and not when I feel excited. Help me, O Lord, to obey God continuously, and not when circumstances are favorable. Help me to obey God, help me to obey God's will and God's word. At all times, in season and out of season, help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. Some people, God gave them instruction to do evangelism, to preach the gospel to sinners so that they can repent and surrender their lives to Jesus. And then they did it for a while. And then they stopped. And that is disobedience. It's better you don't even do it at all. Actually, the kingdom of God, incomplete obedience is disobedience. Or God told you to do something and then you just do it for a short time. And then you stopped. If you die, you're going to hell. Yeah, because that is disobedience, because you did not continue. You stopped along the way. So in heaven, it will be seen as you didn't do it. You didn't do the will of God. So I want us to pray that prayer again. So I realize that there is this spirit in the church that is making Christians to suddenly stop doing the will of God after they have been doing for some time. And then they just stop. And then they are so comfortable that they have stopped. And they don't feel bad that they have stopped. Yeah, that is dangerous. That is evil. That is very wrong. So, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of darkness walking in my life to make me inconsistent concerning doing the will of God. You're going to say, I cast out the spirit right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every spirit of darkness working in my life, making me inconsistent concerning doing the will of God, I cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. I cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. If the early Christians were inconsistent, Christianity would have died before now, before you were born. So maybe all of us will be worshiping idols. But the people who handed over Christianity to us, they were not lazy. They were not inconsistent believers. They were consistent in doing and following the will of God. And that is why Christianity survived. If we continue like this, how will the next generation receive the faith? Pray. This is a very serious prayer. Begin to cast out that spirit. Every spirit of darkness working in my life that is making me inconsistent concerning doing the will of God, concerning obeying the word of God, I cast you out right now in the name of Jesus. I cast you out of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Your body and all the feelings and emotions that flows through your body is a great enemy to the will of God. Some Christians, their feelings, or maybe I should say, they have made their feelings and emotions greater than the will of God and greater than the word of God. Yeah, and then you tell them, why haven't you been doing this? And then they will say, I just don't feel like doing it. Yeah, I mean, and we ask them, why haven't you been doing this thing that the word of God teaches? This thing that you know is the will of God. And then they will say, because I just don't feel like doing it. That means your feeling, you have made your feeling more important than the will of God, than the word of God. So when does our feelings and our bodies become greater than God's word? Yeah, if you don't put your body under subjection, your body would take you to hell. Yeah, that is what is going to happen. If you don't put your body under subjection, you don't crucify your body, it will crucify you, it will destroy you. Yeah, because there is nothing good that this body will offer any soul. So we are the one that will control the body to do good. The body has no good in itself, but we are the one that will control it and make it serve the will of God. So you are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to rule over my body, to rule over the feelings and emotions in my body, and make my body serve the will of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength to control my body. I receive strength to rule over my body and to rule over the feelings and the emotions and the lust and the pride that flows through my body. I receive grace and strength to rule over them all and to make my body serve the will of God. I receive strength to make my body serve the word of God. I receive strength to make my body serve God in this earth. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength right now. I receive strength to deny my body of the things it wants, so that the will of God can be done. See, I receive strength to deny my body of what it's craving for, so that the will of God can be done in the earth and can be done through my life. I receive strength right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 7 more prayer points, and after that, we'll round off the session. Now, I started by saying that the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If every human being on earth start to desire the will of God and start to want the will of God, that is, our want becomes what God wants. Yeah, and then number two, I said the will of God will be done if we enforce it on hand. That is, we force it to happen. Yeah, and I say there are two ways we do that. Number one, obedience. Yeah, because the human nature does not want to obey God. So when you force it, you force your body, yourself, to obey God, you are also enforcing the will of God to happen in the head. Yeah, and then we have prayed in that area. Yeah, we have prayed concerning that. Now, and then I said, prayer, yeah, obedience, and then prayer is how we enforce the will of God to happen in the head. So if there are people to pray, and all they will be praying for is that God let your will be done in the head as it is in heaven, great things will happen. Yeah, I'm not talking about self-centered prayers. I'm talking of selfless prayers. Yeah, not that you want just what you want to happen, but you want the will of God to happen in the head. So which includes the lives of every other people on earth. So which means you're not thinking about yourself alone, you're thinking about every other person in the world. So those type of prayers that is selfless and that is centered on the will of God alone. Not the will of man, but the will of God alone, that the will of God be done in the head. So if there are people to pray those type of prayers, great things will happen in this generation. But the thing is that even in the place of prayer, people are more concerned about themselves than they are concerned about others and about what God wants. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, move me to pray tirelessly for the will of God to happen in the head as it is happening in heaven. That's another way to interpret that scripture. So Holy Spirit, move me to pray for the will of God to happen in the head as it is happening in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, make me selfless. Make me selfless in prayer such that I will pray for the will of God to prevail in the earth, in the world, in the nations, as it is prevailing in heaven. Help me to be selfless in prayer. Help me to give myself to prayer without ceasing, asking for the will of God to happen in the earth as it is happening in heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to give myself prayers that pertains to asking God to do His will in the earth as His will is being done in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. There are a lot of things going on in the head that is opposite of what is going on in heaven. Yeah. We don't even need to see a vision to know that so many things have gone wrong in the head. Yeah, that so many things are not actually happening as the will of God happens in heaven. Yeah, so I want you to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that will be passionate to see the will of God prevail in the earth as it is prevailing in heaven. Yeah, because my question to you is, while you behold all the things that are going on in the earth at this time that are contrary to the will of God, how do you feel about it? Yeah, while you see unrighteousness prevailing, sin revealing on earth, immoralities, wickedness, corruption. Why you see all those things happening? How do you feel? If you feel nothing, then something is wrong with your Christian faith. Yeah, so you need to feel sad. And not only that, you need to feel great passion to pray and to do something for the will of God to begin to prevail in the end. So that is what we are praying for, that your heart will feel the right thing when you see situations going on in the world. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart full of great passion for the fulfillment of the will of God in the earth as it is in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that is full of great burden, great passion, great desire to see the will of God being fulfilled in the earth, to see the will of God prevail in the earth. Create in me such heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Create in me such heart right now. Such that as I behold the wickedness and the unrighteousness and the corruption and the moralities in the world, I would be moved to pray and to evangelize. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. The manifestation of the will of God in the earth is going to start from your own life. So ask yourself, is my life as it is right now manifesting the will of God? Or is the will of God being done in my life? Yeah, so you should not be comfortable as a Christian until you have confirmed that the will of God is prevailing in your life. Yeah, as some of you are always falling sick, you fall sick, and then you recover, and then you fall sick again. Yeah, and nothing is arising in your heart telling you that me falling sick all the time is not the will of God. The hunger is not coming in your soul telling you that it is not the will of God for me to be a slave to sickness and to weakness. And then the anger should move you to pray until you have prevailed. Yeah, so when you have confirmed that the things going on in your life are not in agreement with the will of God, because you have checked with the word of God, and then you have realized that this is not the will of God. This is not the will of God for me. Then what should you do at that point? Are you not supposed to go into fasting and into prayers until you see the change you want? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, from today, make me uncomfortable about everything going on in my life that is not the will of God. Make me uncomfortable and make me pray until those things disappear. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray like that. The Holy Spirit, from this day onwards, make me uncomfortable about every situation in my life that are not the will of God for me. Make me uncomfortable about those situations. Make me uncomfortable with those situations. And make me pray until the things that are not God's will in my life disappear. In the name of Jesus. Make me pray until everything going on in my life that are not God's will vanish away forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Jesus told us about prayer of agreement. He said, if two of you come together to pray and agree together concerning something and ask God to do that thing, Jesus said that thing will happen. Yeah, and Jesus said it will happen. And Jesus is not a liar. Yeah, in some years ago, Christians, they would join hands together and pray. And they would see things happen in the head. Yeah, if you are married, why are you not joining hands together with your spouse to pray for the will of God to happen in the head? Yeah, and then if you have Christian friends, why can't you engage them in agreement prayers? Yeah, which is also called covenant prayers. Yeah, and then you pray that the will of God will happen in the head. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, lead me into agreement prayers that is able to produce great revival and miracles in the head. So, Holy Spirit, lead me into agreement prayers with brethren, with other Christians, with other believers, that is able to produce great changes in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, lead me into agreement prayers. Connect me with brethren that would agree with me in prayers for changes to happen in the head. This type of prayers is more powerful physically, face to face. Yeah, not on the phone. Yeah, but physically, that's when it's more powerful. And the Holy Spirit is able to connect you with the brethren. Yeah, that both of you can do this type of prayers together. So Holy Spirit, lead me into agreement prayers that is able to produce great revivals, great miracles, great transformation in the heads, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. Now, when we pray, when we are praying for the will of God to be done, we must pray. We must pray Bible-centered prayers. Yeah, that is our prayers must go in line with the Bible. Yeah, sometimes I see the way some Christians pray. And then I see why their prayers don't get answered. Yeah, because they are not praying biblically. Yeah, they are not praying biblical prayers. Yeah, they are not praying in line with what the Word of God teaches. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, from this day henceforth, I receive grace to pray in alignment with the Word of God. I receive grace to pray in agreement with the Bible, in agreement with the Scriptures. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In fact, a prayer is about you taking God's word back to God. You taking the Scriptures back to God and say, God, this is what you said in the Scriptures. But it's not happening. It's not happening in the physical. I want it to happen in the physical. That is prayer. That's how to pray. Begin to say, I receive grace to pray in alignment with the Word of God from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to pray Scriptures. Centered prayers. Scripture centered prayers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 2 more prayer points. You're also going to pray. You need revelations. You need divine revelations to be able to pray that the will of God happen in the earth. So you're going to say, Father, give me revelations about things happening in heaven and about things happening in the realm of darkness, so that I will know how to pray, so that I will know how to pray, so that I will know what your will is. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me revelations about the things in heaven and about the things going on in deep darkness, so that I will know how to pray your will into manifestation on earth. In the name of Jesus, let it be happening here now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me revelations. Give me dreams. Give me visions that will make me see the things in heaven. That will make me know the things in heaven. And also know the things going on in deep darkness, so that I will understand what your will is for my generation. And I'll be able to pray your will into manifestation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. Yeah, the Bible told us that it is the Spirit that knows what is in the mind of God. Yeah, just the way the spirit of a man knows everything that is inside the mind of that man, so also the Spirit of God knows everything that is in the mind of God. The Spirit of God knows everything that is in the heart of God. So therefore, to pray the will of God into manifestation on earth, we must pray in the Spirit. You must pray in the Spirit. You must pray by the Spirit. You must pray under the control of the Spirit and under the influence of the Spirit. And not many Christians are praying in this way. Even those that are praying tongues, many times the tongues are not coming from the Spirit. The tongues are coming from their spirit. And that makes the tongues very powerless. Yeah, that makes their tongues very weak and powerless. Yeah, but if their tongues are coming directly from the Holy Ghost, it's going to cause great changes in the earth. So you must be able to pray in the Spirit and by the Spirit, and under the influence and control of the Spirit, for the will of God to materialize in the end. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill me now with the ability to pray in the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost, and under the control and influence of the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the ability now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Gishata talingle heshinejida. Mirhendi teneke gishteleta. Nusuzistelada. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, fill me with the ability. Fill me with the ability to pray the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the ability to prophesy in the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the ability to pray under the influence and control of the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the ability to pray through the utterance of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, fill me with the ability right now. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Jesus said, and you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. That power is the ability. So Lord Jesus, release your Holy Ghost to come upon me now. Release your Holy Ghost to come upon me, so that henceforth I'll be able to pray in the Holy Ghost and pray with the utterances of the Holy Ghost and pray under the influence and control of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your presence and power that is among us. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have released into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your word that is coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for your will that is prevailing in our lives and situations. Be praised forever In Jesus' name. We have prayed, O Lord, concerning your will being done in the earth as it is in your kingdom, as it is happening freely and easily in your kingdom. I ask, O Lord, that you help every one of us here to be able to receive the manifestation and performance of your will in the earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. O Lord, help your people to be obedient to your word and to your will, in Jesus' name. Father, help everyone here to crave and hunger and desire for your will to be done at all times and not their own will. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you make ways for everyone here for your will to be done in their lives and in their situations. Make ways for your people now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that henceforth you shall no longer be confused about your life and future, because you shall now surrender all at the feet of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. The power of God shall enable you to pray until the will of God begin to happen in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Every weakness and laziness in your prayer life, in your spiritual walk with God, I cast them out right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of prophecy and the spirit of revelation that will make you to be aware, to be conscious, and to understand and to know and to defend the will of God at all times. Receive that spirit now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of God that will make you to be aware, conscious of the will of God concerning every situation and circumstance you face on a daily basis. Receive that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. The help that you need now, receive it in the name of Jesus. The help that you need in your body, the help that you need in your soul, and the help that you need in your spirit, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Even the help that you need in your finances, in your career, in your marital life, receive. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen.